accessible to you. My name is Brother Musa, and welcome to Living Waters Divine Truth segment podcast. And today we are going to talk about love, peace, and mercy among us Christians. So today I'm not going to take long. It's just going to be a 2-minute segment regarding that topic. So I've realized as Christians, we say that we love God, we say that we walk in Christ, but most of us, we do not have love, we do not have kindness, we do not have peace. We cannot exercise those things. So how then are we supposed to be called the children of God, whereas we can't exercise those things? You see, most of our Christians, we don't have love for one another. We see one of our Christians suffering in the street, we don't care. We say all is well, but as Christians, what are we supposed to do to exercise that love, to exercise peace, to exercise mercy to one another? See, we have lost sight of where we are supposed to go. Some of us, they think that being a Christian is just a name. It's just being called a Christian, but not wanting to walk in the direction that God is given to us. You see, let me tell you one thing. If you call yourself a Christian, yet you do not walk in love, you do not walk in peace, you do not walk in mercy, then you are as good as nothing. Because God is love. So when you cannot exercise love to one another, to other people, then definitely you do not have God inside your heart. How can we say that you have God as you cannot exercise that love? You see, sometimes as Christians, let other people see the Christianity in you without you even speaking. Nowadays, we can only recognize a Christian when he speaks. But we cannot recognize a Christian when he or she acts. That is the problem in a Christian nation. We no longer have love. We no longer have peace. We cannot exercise peace. We cannot exercise kindness to one another. If one person does you wrong, you as a Christian, you get to scold that person. You get to do all kind of things and hold grudges, you know. And you call yourself a Christian. That's wrong, my dear. If you still have that heart without love, without peace, without the sense of mercy to other people, then you're good as nothing. Not nothing, rather, but you're good as walking in another path, which is not the Christian path. Because the Christian path is to be walked in love, in peace, and in kindness. That is what we call prayer. Because before you even start praying, you ought to exercise those things. Because the Holy Spirit is attracted to those with mercy, to those with love, to those with peace. Because the Holy Spirit comes in peace. So how then will the Holy Spirit come to you when you don't have that peace in your heart? Whereas you don't have that mercy in your heart. You don't have that love in your heart. God is love. There are no two ways about that. So if you cannot exercise love in your life, then something's lacking, something's wrong. You've got to reflect. You have to sit down with yourself, with your inner self, and ask yourself, what am I doing? What kind of a Christian are you today? What do you do when someone wrongs you? Do you raise your voice, call him or call their names, or hold grudges on them? What do you do when you see someone suffering from the street, or someone suffering, your neighbor, whoever it might be? What do you do? Even if you don't have anything to give them, but what do you do? How do you feel? That we consider as a Christian. What do you do? What is in your heart as a Christian today? You've got to ask yourself that. Hatingagone kurarama muhutsvene kana tisingagoni kukana tisingagoni kuva nerudo tsitsi nerinyararo nokuti tisati tagona kunamata tinofanira kuve tiinazvo nokuti kuti mweya mutsvene ugone kugara patiri hunge tine tsitsi hunge tine rudo hunge tine runyararo ngatigonei kufamba mutsitsi murudo nerunyararo kuti tigare tiri pedyo namwari nokuti mwari ari pedyo kune avo vane tsitsi vane rudo nerunyararo nokuti iye mwari ndiye tsitsi ndiye rudo ndiye runyararo rwacho so unogozozviti uri mukristu sei kana usingagoni haugoni kuregerera haugoni kana kunobatsira chaiko you cannot even spare an extra thing that you have in your house or to give someone who's lacking and you call yourself a Christian. How is that? Where is that sense of morality? Where is that sense of morality? People say Christianity is in the heart, but what is in your heart? What is in your heart, Christians? Today I'm challenging you. Kuti, what is in your heart? Unogona kuregerera here. Unogona kuda mumwe here. The love that I'm talking about is the agape love. agape love yakuti nyango muna akakukanganisa you still gonna love that person. Nyango muna akataura behind your back you still gonna love that person because we fight not against the flesh nor blood. We fight against the evil principalities, the rulers in the spirit, you see. So you ought to have a sense of morality. You ought to have the sense of peace, love, and mercy. In other words, kindness. Vanhu vamwari kutinzi tigone kunamata hunge tine izvozvo nokuti usati wagona kupfugama pamberi pamwari unofanira kunge une izvo dzidziro nerunyararo. His word of advice: when you walk in this Christian life, it's not gonna be easy. Who said it was gonna be easy? Do you know what? God never said the road was will be easy, but He said, "I'll give you a safe landing." Our arrival, He promised us a great arrival, but He never promised us a safe journey. We are going to experience bumps in the road, but let us not despair. Let us keep on walking in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, people of God, and may you have a wonderful day today. In Jesus' mighty name.